Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Hello, everyone. It is a pleasure to be with you today. I'm excited to connect and hold a conversation on turning change into clarity and confidence. When I think about change, the real kind, the kind that reshapes your direction, I often return to a morning in Austin, Texas, standing three stories above the ground on a ropes course. It was early, quiet, the sky still soft at the edges. And what I was staring at was a single wooden plank stretched out between two platforms. No handrails, no walls, just a step and a drop. My mind said, "Don't move." My body said, "This is unnatural." But something deeper whispered, "Begin." And I stepped. Not because I was fearless, not because I was ready, but because I understood something essential. The only way forward is forward. And change often looks like that moment, suspended between fear and possibility, trying to choose who you want to become. And here's the part we don't talk about enough. Sometimes forward looks like courage. Sometimes it looks like clarity. Sometimes it looks like curiosity. And sometimes it simply looks like a willingness to take the next step, even when the ground is not guaranteed. Some of you are stepping into new roles. Some are guiding teams through uncertainty. Some are carrying decisions that feel heavier than usual. And some of you may feel the quiet weight of an unknown step, the same way that I did. And this is why I built the three C's: curiosity, clarity, and confidence. Not as a checklist and not as a sequence, but as a way to lead yourself when life shifts, when work gets loud, when leadership feels heavy, or when the next step isn't obvious. These practices help you stay focused forward, grounded, intentional, and able to move with purpose, even in uncertainty. And today, I want to share how each one shaped me, not just as a professional, but as a leader, a coach, and a human being learning to navigate change with intention. So let me start with curiosity. My leadership story doesn't begin with a title. It begins with a question, and with someone stopping by my desk at USA Volleyball years ago. She asked me, "Would you ever want to coach volleyball?" I laughed and I said the most honest thing I could say: "I don't think so. I don't know how, and I don't think I have what you need." She didn't try to persuade me. She just said, "I can help. Why don't you think on it?" And so I did. And over the next few days, my curiosity grew quietly, almost in the background, like a soft tap on the shoulder. Could I learn to coach a sport? Would I enjoy it? What might it unlock in me? And who might I become if I said yes? My questions turned into possibility. Possibility turned into energy. And energy turned into courage. And eventually, I said yes. Not because I felt prepared, and not because I suddenly knew everything, but because I was supported, because I cared, because I was curious, and because something in me wanted to see what might happen if I didn't let doubt choose for me. The first season, I didn't coach from technical expertise. I coached from a simple truth. They don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So I led with care, with attention, with presence. and with a willingness to learn. And that one small yes became 20 years of coaching and leadership, from youth programs to high performance settings, from elite volleyball to adaptive and sitting volleyball to community building through sport in new places every time I moved. It became the thread line where my leadership values took shape. Empathy, discipline, service, belonging, and possibility. Curiosity didn't just ask me to try something, it asked me to become someone. And over time, I've come to see curiosity as a leadership practice. Across industries, roles, and contexts, I've seen the same thing. Most people think the opposite of confidence is fear. But in reality, the opposite of confidence is certainty. We think we're supposed to know before we begin. We think clarity should come before we act. And we think readiness is the prerequisite. But leaders don't get stuck because they lack ability. They get stuck because they stop being curious. And here's what I've seen time and again. People stay misaligned in jobs because they never let curiosity test the edges. And leaders repeat old patterns because they're afraid to ask new questions. Teams stall because curiosity gets replaced by pressure. And entrepreneurs freeze because they think they need the final answer instead of the next question. And many humans stop experimenting because they think curiosity belongs just to childhood. And curiosity isn't something to dismiss. Curiosity is leadership. Because curiosity is how you move when the map isn't fully drawn. Curiosity offers something essential, a low-stakes doorway into a new identity. Not a leap, not a reinvention, just a microstep into a possibility. Curiosity is how you test the future before you commit to it. And most importantly, curiosity doesn't demand that you know, it only asks that you notice. It's the practice of paying attention to what feels alive, interesting, or simply tugging at your sleeve. So here's what curiosity has taught me. Curiosity is the intentional openness. It's holding the question instead of rushing the answer. Curiosity expands identity. One yes can reshape the next decade. Curiosity grows with support. Leadership often begins because someone believes in you first. Curiosity thrives in micro moments, small choices, saying yes, showing up, trying something new. Build the foundation of bigger moments. So here's a small curiosity practice that you can try. I'd invite you to write down five things that feel interesting right now, even in small ways. Go ahead and circle one. Give it one moment of focused energy this week. A question, a text, a quick search, or a tiny first try. Focused beginnings are enough. But at some point, movement asks for meaning. It asks you to choose, not from infinite paths, but from the ones that align with who you're becoming. And that is where clarity steps in. Curiosity can open the door, but clarity helps you choose the right one. My clearest clarity moment came in 2020 when I made the decision to join Hyatt Hotels, right in the middle of the pandemic. Hotels were closing, teams were shrinking if they were even operational, travel had stopped. Hospitality was one of the most disrupted industries in the world. People asked me, why would you walk towards that? But in the middle of all that uncertainty, I felt clear. In the interview process, three things revealed themselves with a kind of quiet conviction. First, a culture rooted in care, real care. It matched my values and my leadership philosophy. Second, the work was global, human-centered, complex, and meaningful, the kind of challenge I was ready for. A place where leadership is defined not by what's convenient, but how well you show up for the people in the hardest moments, truly. Third, I felt aligned with the leaders that I met, their thinking, their direction, their steadiness in the unknown. But here's the deeper part. Clarity didn't arrive because the situation was stable. It arrived because I was. In an upside-down world, I recognized the steadiness inside myself, my ability to build systems, develop people, simplify complexity, and help organizations navigate through change. That clarity wasn't loud, it wasn't perfect, and it certainly wasn't guaranteed, but it was aligned. And alignment is what lets you move forward, even when everything around you is shaking. Clarity is one of the most misunderstood leadership skills. People talk about it as if it's supposed to deliver certainty, but certainty is a finish line. Clarity is a compass. Most leaders don't struggle because they lack strategy or intelligence. They struggle because they're moving fast without direction. And I've seen it across industries and roles. Teams chase every idea because nothing has been named as essential. Leaders cling to old definitions of success because they've never paused to update them. Individuals stay overwhelmed because they confuse volume with value. Organizations run at full speed while silently asking themselves, where are we actually going? Clarity doesn't give you every answer, it gives you the right questions. Clarity is the moment you can articulate what matters, why it matters, and how you want to move toward it. It's not about perfect conditions, it's about aligned decisions. And clarity requires something most of us resist: letting go. Letting go of timelines that no longer fit, expectations that were never yours, narratives that you've outgrown, definitions of success that once serve you but no longer do. Clarity frees you from carrying these things that no longer move you forward. That's why clarity isn't loud, it's not a lightning bolt. It's that quiet sentence in your body that says, this is right for who I'm becoming. And when you hear it, you honor it. This is what clarity has shown me. Clarity is directional, not definitive. You move with it, not after it. Clarity is values-based, aligned choices that last longer than comfortable ones. Clarity requires letting go old narratives, old expectations, old definitions of success. Clarity changes the quality of movement. Without clarity, fast becomes frantic. With clarity, slow becomes deliberate. So here is a simple clarity practice for you. Write down one thing in your life or work that feels unclear right now. State what matters most about it in one short sentence. Take one small action this week that reflects that sentence, even as a simple adjustment or decision. Focused clarity creates movement. Curiosity opens the path, clarity shapes the direction, but neither means much without the willingness to step in. And stepping in rarely arrives with certainty, it arrives with contribution. And this is where confidence lives. If curiosity opens a door, clarity offers direction, confidence is also what moves you. But confidence, true confidence, isn't about being fearless. It isn't even about being sure. Confidence is the willing to act in the direction of your values before you feel ready. It's stepping in without waiting for permission. And here's where confidence actually comes from. Most people believe confidence comes after competence, after mastery, after certainty. But confidence isn't a result, it's a practice. And it's built in the smallest, most ordinary moments. Speaking up in a meeting, offering an idea that isn't fully polished, taking initiative without being asked, supporting someone quietly because it aligns with who you want to be, stepping into a conversation where your perspective matters, saying yes to something that stretches you, and saying no to something that misaligns with you. These are the moments where confidence grows, not because you feel sure, but because you feel aligned. Confidence is not about, do I know everything? It's about, how am I showing up? Am I contributing? Am I acting in a way that reflects my values? For me, confidence came into sharper focus through service, whether at work, in community, or on teams that I supported. There was a season where I wanted to step into bigger rooms, not for status and not for recognition, but because I knew I had something to offer. Experience, perspective, clarity of thought, and a commitment to helping people rise. What I learned is that confidence didn't show up before I stepped in. It formed because I did. No one comes to tap you on the shoulder. No one hands you a permission slip that says, now you're allowed to lead. Leadership doesn't work that way. There's no guidebook for when you're qualified enough. And there's no timeline for when your voice becomes valuable. There's no milestone that magically makes you ready. You become ready by participating, by contributing before you feel fully confident, by showing up where you can be useful, by adding clarity or perspective in moments that need it, by stepping into opportunity instead of waiting to be invited. Confidence came for me through contribution, through helping shape conversations, supporting people, solving problems, and bringing my perspectives to spaces where it mattered. Not every moment, but not every move was perfect, and not every moment felt certain. But every contribution built conviction, because confidence isn't found, it's formed. I've learned that confidence in leadership doesn't look like the way that we think it does. Over time and across many different settings, I've noticed the same confidence pattern show up again and again. People wait for permission that never comes. Leaders underestimate the value of their own voice. Teams underperform when individuals assume someone more qualified should speak up first. Organizations stagnate because two people are willing to offer their perspectives. Individuals stay small because they confuse humility with invisibility. Confidence is not about knowing more than others. It's about showing up in alignment with your values and being willing to contribute. Because leadership isn't title-based, it's contribution-based. And contribution is the birthplace of confidence. So here's what confidence continues to teach me. Confidence is built through action, not readiness. You learn by doing. Confidence expands when you contribute. Service strengthens self-trust. Confidence is choosing yourself. Leadership rarely arrives with an invitation. And confidence creates possibility for you and for others. Your courage becomes a catalyst. So here's a confidence practice I'd love for you to explore. Think of one place in your life or at work where you've been holding back. Contribution, an idea, or a next step. Name it clearly. Take one small action this week that brings it forward. Speak up once, offer help, share an idea, or initiate a simple step. Confidence grows through action. And before we move on, here's a moment of honest self-reflection. If you were to tell the truth about your own leadership right now, which of the three C's is asking for more of your attention? Curiosity, clarity, or confidence? And what might shift if you let that one rise to the surface? This is where focus really matters. When curiosity, clarity, and confidence begin working together, they create something essential for modern leadership. Focus. Not focus as productivity, not focus as intensity, not focus as white knuckling your way through a to-do list, but focus as a way of being. Focus is grounded, aligned, intentional, aware, steady, able to move with purpose, able to evolve with grace. Focus is what emerges when your head and your heart and your actions begin working in the same direction. Most people think focus is a discipline problem, but in my experience, focus is usually a misalignment problem. And here's what I've seen. People can't focus because they're chasing too many expectations that aren't their own. Leaders can't focus because they're solving problems that belong to the past and not the future. Teams can't focus because priorities aren't connected to purpose. And individuals can't focus because clarity never got the chance to speak. When curiosity opens new possibilities and clarity names what matters and confidence moves you towards it, focus becomes a natural byproduct. Not forced, not manufactured, just the quiet steadiness of a life or a team or a season moving in alignment. Focus is the bridge between who you've been and who you're becoming. It's what anchors you when the world is shifting. It's what allows you to take risks without losing yourself. It's what lets you grow without abandoning what matters most. And the beautiful thing is this. Focus isn't a destination, it's a direction, it's intention, it's practice. Every time you return to curiosity, clarity, and confidence, you return to focus. And I want to leave you with a focus practice. Ask yourself what matters most in this season of your life or at work. Choose one action this week that reflects that value. Remember, focus is values lived in motion. As you look towards whatever comes next in your work, your leadership, your life, I want to leave you with something simple. The three C's are not a formula to master, they are a practice to return to. Curiosity will open something, clarity will point you in the direction that matters most, and confidence will help you move. Together, they create focus, not that narrows your world, but the kind that aligns it. Focus that is human, focus that is rooted. Focus that gives you the courage to begin and the grace to keep going. And that is the real invitation. Begin exactly where you are with what you have in the direction that feels most aligned, not in giant leaps, not in perfect form, just through one small, steady movements of attention and action. One question, one reflection, one choice, one step. Because focus isn't a finish line, it's a way of leading yourself forward. So be curious enough to wonder. Be clear enough to choose, be confident to act, and be focused forward into what comes next. Just begin. Thank you so much for joining the session. I'm Carly Wolf, founder of Ace and Arrow Consulting. I'll be around for the rest of the conference and happy to connect. I also invite you to enjoy my conference gifts. Enjoy the rest of your day at this amazing, amazing Connected to Leaders Academy event. Thank you so much.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.